Support for KPLU comes from the Museum of Flight, all year celebrating 100 years of Boeing innovations and the Seattle culture, with live performances and new exhibits monthly. Details at museumofflight.org.
The Ballard Jazz Festival returns to the Land of the Locks May 11th through 14th with 120 musicians and 30 bands over 4 days. The Brotherhood of the Drum, the Guitar Summit, the Ballard Jazz Walk, Swedish Pancake Brunch, and main stage shows Saturday with the Hal Galper Trio and guitarist Mike Stern. You'll find the full schedule and all the details at ballardjazzfestival.com. Buy your tickets now for a discount, no service fees. And we're warming you up this afternoon with an all-star band of Northwest luminaries. Thomas Marriott, trumpet. Mark Taylor sax, John Hansen plays piano, Michael Glynn's on bass, and that's festival organizer Matt Jorgensen on drums. Please welcome the Ballard Jazz Festival All-Stars. Yay!
Thank you.
Ballard Jazz Festival All-Stars live in the studios at KPLU. The Ballard Jazz Festival is coming up May 11th through the 14th, 120 musicians in 30 bands over 4 days. And we're going to talk to the drummer in the group today. I should go around the room, though. Thomas Marriott, trumpet, with Mark Taylor on saxophone, John Hansen, piano, Michael Glynn, bass, and Matt Jorgensen on the drums. Matt, certainly in its 14th year, the festival has seen a lot of changes. So has the neighborhood of Ballard. And I wonder if the festival has had to make any changes to accommodate the growth in that little neighborhood.
I think the change in Ballard has positive benefits and negative benefits, you know, as change always does.
Right.
We've lost a few venues because one of the great things about especially the Ballard Jazz Walk is that we have a lot of alternative venues. You know, we'll put music in a store that normally doesn't have music, and that creates an all-ages venue. Some of those stores have changed, but then we've added, new places have opened up, and they've been receptive. This year, we're really excited because there's two new music venues, Peddler Brewing Company and Pono Ranch, which are larger venues. So I think the biggest, you know, space has always been an issue because we've had a lot of people who come down. And so, you know, getting the word out this year that we have a lot more capacity for bigger shows.
And what are some of the highlights you're looking forward to in this year's festival? Some shows that are not missed, buy your tickets now.
Yeah. Mike Stern obviously is the headliner this year. And that's really exciting for us because we've been trying to get him for a couple of years and schedule wise, it just never worked out. So this year he was available and really interested in doing it. And then, you know, our good friend, local drummer Michael Shreve will be kind of headlining the Jazz Walk at Pono Ranch on Friday night. And, of course, Michael Shreve was a drummer in Santana and currently is out reunited with Santana. And it's really great because he's been out playing really small venues like Madison Square Garden kind of as a warm-up for his Ballard Jazz Walk show. So.
Right.
He should be in top form. So.
That's great. You mentioned Pono Ranch. There are some outdoor venues, which I think is really exciting this year.
I will say they are outdoor but covered.
Covered.
Yeah.
Right. Great point. It is May after all. There's
I will
a decent
say
chance.
In the 14 years of the Ballard Jazz Festival, 13 years have been sunny. So I can pretty much guarantee, now that Jeff Renner's retired from King Five, I will guarantee perfect weather on Friday, May 13th. But yeah, no, they all, Peddler Brewing Company and Pono Ranch have music kind of over the summer anyway. So I think for them, it's just kind of, you know, a perfect combination. And they're really set up for really comfortable outdoor, you know, spring, beautiful weather viewing of music. So.
Now, I wanted to talk about the two first nights of the festival, which were not part of the original Ballard Festival. The Brotherhood of the Drum, which I think debuted the very second year of the festival, and then later on, a few years later, the Guitar Summit. Tell us about how the Brotherhood of the Drum was formed. And for those who haven't been there, it's not a drum circle. These are incredible bands led by drummers.
It was like the second or third year. We kind of came up with the idea of expanding the festival. And one of the things being a drummer is usually, playing in the band with these guys, you know, a lot of times there'll be multiple saxophones in a band or multiple trumpet players in a big band. There's usually only one drummer. So drummers don't really get to hang out and see each other play a lot. So my idea was, well, let's just have Brotherhood of the Drum. We'll have drummer-led bands. And I think that first year it was Michael Shreve did it. Matt Cameron from Pearl Jam put together a project. And I did it and Greg Keplinger. So it's always kind of like the Seattle the brotherhood in a non-gender specific way of drummers kind of getting together and just kind of seeing each other play. And there's always like a bit of an experimentation. And the thing, the last few years, it's always kind of, we've always kind of had to rein it back because I think drummers, you know, when we're given the chance to lead a band, we come up with 1,000 ideas and it's kind of like, oh, we can do this and I can do that. And it's like, hey, we only have a limited amount of space. So, but it's always a fun night because it's always something real peculiar, you know, in terms of a listening experience. And that used to be two nights of Brotherhood of the Drum. And then after a while we said, well, let's do one night of drums and then one night of guitar led groups. And so that's kind of the two nights kind of leading up is kind of instrument specific.
Right. And this year, Tariq Abouzeid, Greg Keplinger, and John Bishop will all be leading groups. And the John Bishop show sounds like it's going to be a doozy.
He's playing the music of the Mahavishnu Orchestra. So that's a really cool show. I've done that gig a few times, too. I mean, and you're playing. Mark's playing on that, too. So
And the Guitar Summit on Thursday night, the 12th of May, we'll have Corey Christensen, John Stoll, Dave Peterson, and Tim Volpicella. And Lucien Lamott on pedal steel. That sounds interesting, too.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's one thing that, you know, each year we try and, you know, include new people who are new to the community. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to that show. And Corey Christensen, who he has a new record out called Factory Girl. It's going to be coming out in June. So we'll have copies at the festival. So it's always, you know, it's an eclectic mix of stuff. And we're always... As an organizer and also as a musician, it's always really fun because, like, it's almost like experimenting and kind of putting together these bills, and the music is always outstanding, and people trust us to what we're going to put together and show up. So that's always fun.
All right, let's hear some more outstanding music from the Ballard Jazz Festival All-Stars. What do you got for us next, Matt?
We're going to do a standard entitled Beatrice in our own specific way.
It's Matt Jorgensen drums, Michael Glynn at the bass. That's John Hansen piano, Mark Taylor sax, and Thomas Marriott trumpet at the Ballard Jazz Festival All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
The Ballard Jazz Festival All-Stars, Thomas Marriott, Mark Taylor, trumpet and sax, Michael Glynn, bass, John Hansen, piano, and the Ballard Jazz Festival organizer, Matt Jorgensen, at the drums. Matt, one of the early mottos or sayings or missions of the Ballard Jazz Festival was it should sound like the Northwest, which is can be challenging as musicians come in and out of town. Is that kind of the idea, that the sound of the Northwest is always changing, or do you feel like there is kind of a sound for this area?
I think there is. I mean, and I think a lot of it's, you know, represented here on the stage here. And I think first and foremost with the festival, it's, you know, we're a part of the Seattle jazz scene and the regional jazz scene. So that's kind of first and foremost how we go about programming it. And I think also, you know, early on, like you'll see, you know, like, I mean, even this year we have Mike Stern come to town. We have Hal Galper coming into town. You know, Hal's Galper's regular trio is John Bishop and Jeff Johnson. And a lot of time we've had headliners come in and they're featured with a lot of the local artists from this area. And that's and they're usually here for multiple days. So they're really kind of participating in the Seattle jazz scene rather than coming in, doing a show, and then immediately flying out of town. So that's kind of the thing that we're trying to do just a little bit differently, in that it's an entire experience both for the audience and for the musicians participating.
Now, the Ballard Jazz Festival has had a lot of success, and I think in recent years we've seen, I'm not sure if I'd want to call them imitators, but followers with the Tacoma Jazz Walk and the North Bend Jazz Walk recently. And do you feel like there can ever be too many walks, too many festivals around town?
I guess it just, I mean, it depends on how far they're spaced apart. I mean, our festival used to be in November, and it was always, you know, we moved it to springtime because we were, you know, depending on how long earshot went, we were always really close, you know, so that was part of the thing. But I think it's great, you know, I mean, I think a lot of us here, you were up there too. We were all up at the North Bend Jazz Walk playing, and I did the Tacoma Jazz Walk this year with Michael as well. And I think it's, you think about it, I mean, there's the event happening, and then when you're participating in it, it's great because we get to see everyone that we haven't seen in a long time. And, you know, musicians are hanging out and the fans are interacting. So I think it's, you know, it's great. It's just more gigs, more chances to hear great music, and the people are supporting it. So I think that's, you know, the cool thing. I mean, for the Ballard Jazz Walk this year, you know, putting together this band to come in, I mean, the cool thing is I play with all these guys all the time, and during the jazz walk, we're all scattered at different parts of the walk. You know, Tom Marriott's playing at Pono Ranch, Mark Taylor and Michael Glynn are playing at the New York Fashion Academy with Julian Priester, and, you know, Mark and Don Clement's group lineup. John Hansen's playing with Jay Thomas at the brunch, the jazz brunch on Saturday morning, the 14th. So it's a lot of gigs for friends, which is the fun part too.
The website is ballardjazzfestival.com, but it is a nonprofit. You've got the nonprofit status, a nonprofit organization. What does that mean for the festival?
That last year was the first year. We're an associated program of Shunpike, which is kind of an arts group incubator almost. So they kind of handle our nonprofit side. Mm-hmm. And so we have that's the amazing thing with the festival, is that we have incredible corporate sponsors, business sponsors who are local to Seattle, who kind of help us do what we do year after year. And then last year we started the Ballard Jazz Festival Founders Circle, and we had a number of people who contribute who I have no idea who they are. I know them now, but it was really amazing because we had people who, yeah, I've been to the festival for 10 years and finally can contribute and become a part of it. So that's been really inspiring. So we're continuing that this year, and we've had a lot of people re-up, and people can go online at ballardjazzfestival.com and find out more information.
Yeah, head on over to the website. Get your tickets early because you're getting a discount, and also no service fees.
No service fees, and you get to go to the front of the line.
Wow.
It's like having TSA pre at the airport. I mean,
We got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with, Matt?
We're going to do what I consider a modern jazz classic by our trumpet player, Thomas Marriott. This is a tune we've played all over the world, and it's called Both Sides of the Fence.
The Ballard Jazz Festival All-Stars. The festival, May 11th through the 14th. You can expect to see Jim Wilkie down there recording some gigs. Happy birthday, Jim Wilkie. Let's hear it. Send this one out to Jim. drummer Matt Jorgensen and the Ballard Jazz Festival All-Stars, Michael Glynn bass, John Hansen piano, Mark Taylor saxophone, Thomas Marriott trumpet. These five fellas and 115 of their top musical playing friends are all joining forces. 30 bands over 4 days of the Ballard Jazz Festival coming up May 11th through the 14th. Please check out ballardjazzfestival.com for all the information and to get your discounted tickets. So you can move to the front of the line. Thank you so much, you guys. That was wonderful. Wonderful show. Thanks also to the members of our leadership circle. It's your generous contributions and the support of all KPLU listeners that make these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, the Museum of Flight. Thanks to Michael Goode with Vibe Vision Seattle for the video production. Thanks to DW for the drums and Street Bean Espresso for the caffeine fuel. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on KPLU. And we're clear.